God loves you with a singular love. What does that mean?
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Friday of the third week of Lent, and we are also celebrating the Feast of the Annunciation.
We thank you for journeying with us through Lent. It's been a wonderful journey. This is our journey with you, and we thank you for joining alongside us. Do you love your Catholic faith? Because we do, and this is why we do what we do. In fact, we believe the world needs Jesus. The world needs to know the fullness of truth. And so we want to thank all our Patreon supporters out there who support us on a monthly basis that allow us to do what we do. And if you've been watching on the sidelines and would like to join us and help us in our mission, I just want to say we need your help. We'd be very grateful if you would partner with us financially. So thank you for the consideration. It'll be at the end of this video. There'll be a link there. Today, we are talking about the love of God.
Throughout sacred scripture, one reads continually of the love of God for us. He lets us know this in various ways. He assures us that, though a mother might forget about the child of her womb, he will never forget about us. He leads us by the hand, so as to have us always within sight.
Do you feel you have been forgotten by God? This is what came to me in prayer today. I thought that there's people that will be watching that feel God has forgotten them, or that God has passed over them, or somehow God is indifferent to their situation. And with you in mind, this story came. I was doing ministry for a couple years, and I found myself about to step in front of maybe 200 young people. It was the largest crowd that I'd ever spoken to up to that point. And I was nervous. Like, oh, I can't speak to all these kids. Like, what's going to happen? I don't know what to say at all. This doubt was coming to my mind. And I had a little prayer right before I stepped in front of all the young people. And I felt Jesus speak in my heart. And he said, Ken, I haven't taken you this far only to drop you. And in that moment, I felt like the Lord was with me. The reason why I had got to that point is because the Lord was with me. And he will continue to be with me. And the reason why you are where you are in the world is because the Lord is with you. He will not drop you. He will not abandon you. He will not forget you. And I know that you know this, but sometimes we need to be reminded of the truth. Mm-hmm. And so, my friends, this is a reminder. The Lord is with you. He has not abandoned you. And he knows you.
He loves us with a singular and personal love. Each one of us separately, in particular, he has never stopped loving us, helping us, protecting us, talking to us, not even when we have been most ungrateful or committed the most serious sins.
God loves you with a singular love. What does that mean? Well, when I think about this, I think about how I love our children. I love them, it's true, but my love for them is often divided, and it doesn't mean that I love one more or less. It just means that my attention can only go on one at a time. And I have a whole bunch of little ones around me. We have six. The seventh is on its way. And it's like, daddy this, daddy that, daddy this, daddy that. And I'm like, oh, I can't do this. And sometimes I get so confused, I kiss the sandwich and bite the baby. Like, it's like, oh, what's going on here? See, my love or my attention is divided, unlike God. He may have a whole bunch of children going, daddy this, daddy that, daddy this, that. But you know what? He sees you as though you are the only one. And his love is not like it's sliced up, this amount for this person, this amount for this person, this amount of attention for this person, this amount of attention, and this amount of attention for this child. No, God is singular in his love for you. In other words, he loves you as though you're the only one in the whole world. He loves you as though you are universe unto yourself. His whole revelation that you read in scripture right up through the Old Testament, New Testament, it was all done with you in mind, as though you're the only person in the entire world. Let that sink in. His love for you is singular. His infinite, undivided attention is on you right now. And he's loving you with the fullness of his heart.
When we rise to respond to God's love, the obstacles disappear. On the other hand, without love, even the tiniest difficulty seems insuperable. While all sorts of setbacks are encountered as difficult by those who do not love, those who do love, on the contrary, find them trivial and easily manageable. There is no suffering, however cruel or violent it may be, which is not made bearable or even reduced to nothing by love.
So when we love, our difficulties are reduced sometimes to nothing, or the burden is lessened. And I think a beautiful example is giving birth. Think about this. I have seen you 6 times do the impossible. You've given birth to our children. And the amount of pain and difficulty that you go through, you do it. But why?
Because I love that baby.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I get very anxious about it. but it's worth it.
But would you do that for someone else's baby? See, there's the difference. Like, a mother does the childbirth. Not that she has much choice in the matter, but she goes through that. And she can bear it because of the love for the child. But I think a parent can understand that too. It's easier for us to sacrifice for our own children as opposed to children that we do not know. And obviously we have a different responsibility to our own children as well. Set that aside. When we love someone, we find it easier to sacrifice for them. And so it is with Jesus. When we find ourselves loving him, we find the difficulties in the day more bearable. Because we're loving him through the difficulties. But if we have little love in our heart for God, any little difficulties in our life can seem like the weight of the world is crashing down upon us.
Mm-hmm. Our love for God is shown in 1,001 little incidents of each day. We love God through our work done well, the way we live our family life, our social intercourse, the use we make of our leisure time. Everything can be converted into a deed of love. You know, at the very beginning of the day, I try to pray a morning offering where it's like, Lord, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, sufferings. And then really, you could put everything else in that list. You know, working out, grocery shopping, driving the kids around, you know, checking your email. Every little task, cleaning, whatever it is, they can all be done out of love for God. You know, regardless to how, you know, menial or, you know, unimportant they may be, but they can be done out of love for God. Cheerfulness maintained even in the midst of difficulties is the clearest sign that the love of God informs all our actions. For he who loves either does not feel the difficulty, or he loves the very difficulty itself. The works of those who love are never distressing. Don't you find it interesting how you read something when you really need to hear it? So this morning was very frazzling for me. I don't know. I was just feeling really overwhelmed. And I even said to Ken, I am in such a grumpy mood. It's true. I really felt super grumpy. And it was like, I didn't even want anyone to try and make me feel better. And yet it says here, cheerfulness maintained, even in the midst of difficulties, is the clearest sign that the love of God informs all our actions. It's like I didn't even want to do something lovingly. I was just, I don't know. I'm sure you can all relate.
I can relate.
Where it's just like, you just want to be grumpy and you want to stay there.
But when you love God, you even begin to love the task that is uncomfortable because you're loving God through that difficult task.
I know, yeah.
I'm not there very often. Like yesterday, wiping one of our young little people are being potty trained. And we had a very unfortunate...
Well, we thought she was potty trained.
Well, yes, until she took some of her poop and wiped it on the wall.
Okay, that, yeah, we don't have to talk about it.
I did not love the task of wiping that up. That's our life, okay? That mess was big. And I was like, how do you turn something like that into a prayer? It's actually possible, but you gotta really focus.
In other words, you're like, I really don't want to be doing this.
I feel like I failed yesterday regarding that. It wasn't I didn't enter into that moment. Can you relate? Maybe not. I think we'll stop here. Do you have anything else?
Pray for us.
Okay.
And we will pray for you.
Comment below. Share with us what stood out to you and why. Pray the rosary with us right up there. And it's Friday, so we will see you on Monday. God bless you guys.